Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." John chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Let us read the Bible to see what is involved in the new birth, being born again. Let us let the Bible explain the Bible. The Apostle Peter, by the Holy Spirit, told about the seed of the new birth in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. We read, "For you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and abiding Word of God." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Notice that the seed of the new birth is the Word of God. The Word of God is preached to you. You hear the Word. The Word of God produces faith in Jesus within you. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we read, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Romans chapter 10, verse 17. God is the Father, and His word is the seed. We are begotten of the Father by the seed, His word. This is the conception of the new birth, which is the beginning. However, the birth takes place after the conception. So then, faith in the Son of God is the conception produced by the Father through His seed, the Word of God. Listen now to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God." American Standard Version. So far we have seen that the Father begets by His seed, the Word of God, which produces faith in Jesus, the Messiah. Faith, then, is the beginning, the conception. Faith comes first. In John chapter 1, verse 12, we can also see this. Let us read now John chapter 1, verse 12. "But as many as received Him, to Him He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Did you hear that? God gives those who believe the right to become a child of God. Belief alone does not make a person a child of God. Belief gives one the right to become, the power to become a child of God. Faith is the conception. What then is the birth? Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 5, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. There are two parts to the actual birth. There is one new birth, but it has two parts: to be born of water and the Spirit. What does this mean? Let us look at a parallel verse to give us the meaning of this. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter had preached to the Jews who had crucified the Messiah. They came to belief in Jesus to be the Messiah because they responded with a cry, "What shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. To be born of the water, then, is to be baptized in the name of Jesus, Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins. Did you notice that repentance was commanded before baptism? To repent means to change your mind, to decide to obey God. Repentance from sin must come before baptism in water. Baptism is a burial with Jesus in water. Acts chapter 8, verse 38. And it is a resurrection to a new life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Baptism into Christ, in the name of Jesus, the Christ, is for the forgiveness of sins, as we have read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Consider Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee. The Pharisees had refused to be baptized by John the Baptist. Jesus told him right away that he needed to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Many religious leaders today refuse to be baptized according to the Bible, which is a burial, not a sprinkling, with faith first and repentance. An infant cannot hear the Word of God and believe in Jesus. Infants cannot understand. Infant baptism is not valid. Infant baptism is against the Word of God. Salvation is through faith. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Faith must come first. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. If you were baptized as an infant, you need to be baptized now that you believe for yourself. You need to be buried with Jesus through faith. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. You need to be born again of the water and then also of the Spirit. You cannot afford to reject the Word of God as the Pharisees did. What does it mean to be born of the Spirit? Acts chapter 2, verse 38 tells us that the promise of the Holy Spirit as a gift is to those who repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. To be born of the Spirit, then, is to receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Listen now to Acts chapter 5, verse 32. "And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him." Acts chapter 5, verse 32. So then, obedience is part of receiving the Holy Spirit. Jesus also taught that we are to seek and ask for the Holy Spirit. Listen now to Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Jesus said, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Luke chapter 11, verse 13. There is also a parallel verse in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, concerning being born again of the water and the Spirit. Are you listening? "He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior." Titus chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Let us also read now Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Notice again that a person becomes a child of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Faith comes before baptism. Then a person who believes is baptized into Christ. A person cannot be saved outside of Christ. To be born of water is baptism into Christ. The new life comes after the person is buried with Christ in baptism into death and then raised up to newness of life, Romans chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. A good example of this is seen in Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26 through 39. The Ethiopian heard about Jesus, believed in Jesus, was baptized in water, and went on his way rejoicing. In the case of the first Gentiles to become Christians, the Holy Spirit fell upon them to show the Jews that Gentiles could become Christians. But even these had to be baptized in water. Peter said, as we read in Acts chapter 10, verses 46 and 47, "Surely no one can refuse the water, for these to be baptized to have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he?" And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 10, verses 46 and 47. Yes, they were ordered, commanded, by the Apostle Peter to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. When you become a Christian, born again of the water and the Spirit, you become a child of God in the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. Notice also in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, writing to Christians, "For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." Colossians 1, 13. Christians are in the kingdom of the Son of God. Do you believe in Jesus to be the Son of God, the Messiah, the King? Put your trust and faith in him. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Remember, Jesus answered and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. Amen. If you would like a copy of this message, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, USA. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me?